Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Lady Gang. I am Becca Tobin, here with Kelty Colleen Knight.
Hello, Rebecca Marie.
Actually, I'm Rebecca Tobin, but my sister's Marie. Wait. Grace, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I was going to
brain dead.
Where did Marie come from?
And Jacqueline Pateras. I can't believe I remembered that.
I can't believe you remembered it either.
Can we discuss that my middle name, if you Google it, is listed as Malise?
Malise is a beautiful
but
name.
But like, where did it
come from?
I have no earthly idea.
That is very random.
I want it fixed. So if anyone has a Wikipedia hookup.
You know you can change your own Wikipedia, right?
No.
You're not supposed to,
but I do all the time.
You do?
Yeah,
because then if somebody else sees it, though, then doesn't it go back? Like, you can't just, like, put a bunch of bullshit in there, can you?
No, but people, like, for a long time, I was going to say about your middle name, people thought that I was a stripper, which no harm, no foul. Do you do, girl?
Like, you did dance topless, though.
It wasn't topless.
Almost topless?
Peep show in Vegas?
Yeah.
You had pasties,
topless,
right?
Covered, yeah.
Okay.
Pasty.
Okay.
So, I mean,
Kelty made me change her
Wikipedia.
Her Wikipedia once, and this guy messaged me on Wikipedia and was like, what do you have to back this up?
No way.
Wow. Yeah.
Wait, but who? Like,
couldn't be, because they have moderator people.
Yeah.
That work at Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Well, they don't work at Wikipedia. They're just people.
They're just moderators, like the Lady Gang Facebook group.
Why do you
But
ever
people
want to
used
do that?
To go and change my Wikipedia, like, every week to be like,
dirty
she's
skank.
A dirty, skanky whore stripper who, like, screwed this guy for fame or, like, it's not fair. That's not cool. That's breaking the rules. What do you have to back up that fact?
I think it's really funny because you can totally tell when somebody writes their own Wikipedia article because it always paints them in this, like,
amazing,
way too good of a light.
I don't know if I've actually,
do
like,
you have
really
a Wikipedia?
No.
You will soon.
I know.
Oh, God. Who's going to make it for me?
Some stranger.
Well, Elena will make it for you.
Well, anybody out there, my middle name, if you need my birth certificate to prove it, it is actually not Malise. It's Grace.
Yeah.
That is so weird.
Isn't that weird?
Okay.
You guys, I thought these were... the inspirational quote.
We need our inspirational quote.
Oh, God. I'm not even prepared.
Pressure's on. Have you even been posting your inspirational quotes to your Instagram?
No, I stopped, and I'll tell you why.
Because it's useless.
No. You're an asshole. No, because what I did is I was trying to crowdsource, like, what people like to see.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't inspirational quotes. Shocker.
Well, yeah. And so I wrote, like, all these different polls on my Instagram stories. Like, do you want more home decor? Do you want more this and this and this?
What did people want?
Ooh, I
want
to do that
and
for mine.
Nobody wanted inspirational quotes except for, like, 40% of the people. And I was like, well, I got to give the people
That's
what they want.
That's a pretty big percentage.
Out of a full gamut of things? That seems like it'd probably be the biggest percentage.
No. It was, like, the poll.
Oh, like a yes or no.
So not even half of the people liked an inspirational quote.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to do that for my Instagram.
And figure out what people like.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yours could be, like, do you want more bikini shots? Do you
I'm
want
not
more pictures of
that.
My but- dress that I'm wearing without underwear?
My gosh.
Better be yeses all around.
I'm not doing that because I don't really care what people want.
I'm not going to be able to have time to make the content people want.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
There's something about a woman with a loud mind that sits in silence, smiling, knowing she can crush you with the truth.
That is
I liked it
terrifying.
Until crush you with the truth.
I like feel like it's some good like sexual dominance until the other last part.
Okay. Wow.
Great.
The Lady Gang.
I thought it would be fun today to give everyone an update on the television show.
Because
we're like right in the middle of filming it.
Yeah.
And we can't really actually tell you anything.
I got in trouble yesterday for posting something.
Yeah.
Whoops.
You did a spoiler.
You did a spoiler.
Well, I hope somebody saw it because you'll know what's going to be on the show.
So far, first, Becca, how do you think it's going so far?
I'm really excited because I think that when we're in the midst of filming some of these segments, I'm like, oh, this feels like the podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy that that vibe is translating. I mean, who knows what really happens after the editing.
Yeah.
But
we're going to look like the biggest assholes in the world.
Totally. But I do feel like it really just feels like an extension of the podcast, which is all we ever wanted.
Yeah.
I think for me, obviously, this is so outside my world. I've never been on a TV show before, nor in entertainment whatsoever. But it's crazy how organic and easy it feels, and how, like, I felt like I was going to be a lot more nervous and uncomfortable, but we're just being ourselves.
I mean, for me, I think that I had a vision in my head. This is going to shock all of you, that I was like the most beautiful I've ever been, with like my most best outfits, with my best body. And I was like, had a beautiful vocabulary and all of those things.
What?
And like mostly, Becca's right.
Are you going to be on a pageant? What's happening?
I just thought, like, I've been prepping for this. I'm like, I'm going to have a show on E. I'm going to have my best hair. And then like yesterday we were filming and I was like, should I put blush on? Nah. Like, I mean, It really is like we're pretty chill.
Honestly,
yeah, I don't think we're very precious about the whole thing.
No, other than getting our hair and makeup done, I picked out my outfit yesterday for the shoot, I don't know, 5 minutes before I left.
Yeah.
And Becca and I were talking about how I'm not dieting. I'm not working out.
Yeah, we're not really.
I haven't gotten a facial in a long time.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be way more prepared than I am. So I'm just crossing my fingers that I look okay.
And I think it's probably because of the way in which we're shooting this.
Yeah. It's all over the place.
Well, yeah. It's like it's organized chaos and like there's no time. We're putting our energy in so many different areas. Like, that's the thing that I didn't realize is like being an executive producer, it's so different than just showing up and being the talent, because I'm thinking about 800 other things while I'm getting my makeup done. So I'm not really there being
like,
that
this
precious.
Eyelash is a little crooked.
Yeah,
like,
it's like,
just, like, no, you're trying to like, figure
like,
out.
We gotta go. Yeah. We gotta make this happen. We have 2 segments today. Like, yeah.
On top of all the other things that are going on in our lives.
Yeah. So it's kind of nice. And I feel way less pressure during this than I ever did during Glee about the way that I look. Well, Glee, it was just like a hopeless situation. I had a slick back ponytail. It was really like fighting.
You look so good in a slick
losing
back ponytail.
Battle.
Though.
I don't. Not really. But yeah, it was like, I think because also what's really nice is like we're creating fun segments and we're proud of like what we're putting out there. It's not just about us being like models or beauty queens, because let's be serious, we're not.
That would never happen.
There's actually another show on E! Coming about being a model. So like
it's obvious why we're not
the
on
bar
it.
Is high.
Yeah. I'm pretty proud of you, Jack. Like, you've really stepped up into like being a television star in a big way.
I'm such a star.
Like, I was so proud of you the other day when we were just like messing about and we're like laughing so hard. And
that
I was like,
so
we're
funny.
So funny.
We were pretty funny.
I know. I hope that makes it into the show.
Some part of us exiting together
like
and dumping or bumping into each other. No, you guys are kind of lucky, because what if I was like terrible in front of a camera or like froze completely?
No, they even said.
No, you're lucky.
I know. Because I'd be gone.
Yeah. No, people even said.
I'm in contract with you bitches.
That Jack is the most
because
natural.
Because I'm not in front of a camera.
At a live event, Jack's the most.
Let me live and think I'm the best in front of a camera.
You're great in front of a camera, but
when
Kelsey
I see the
loves,
camera,
Kelsey
I'm like,
loves creating her own narrative.
No, I feel like I'm probably the most natural because I've never acted nor read scripts before.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, that's your job.
Really,
and so you're f-ing great at it.
No, I'm not, because I see the camera and then I'm like, come on. I'm like, let me entertain you. And they're like, can you be normal? I'm like, I can't be normal.
Can you just have a conversation? No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ham.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm really proud of us. I think it's going well so far. I think we're going to get even busier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Well, here's another thing.
And it's kind of weird. Like, it doesn't even feel like it's real.
No, it doesn't at all.
He's like, okay, come on in on Friday for a launch meeting. And we're like, what? Are we actually putting this on television?
It still doesn't feel. I swear to God, the only way that it's going to feel real is if I get a damn billboard and stand in front of it, which I still don't think is going to actually happen.
No, we're buying our own billboard.
Okay, so we'll buy our own billboard.
We better get on that, actually.
But I feel like that'll be a moment where I'm like, oh, shit, this is real. Because it does not feel real.
Well, anyone can buy a billboard, though.
It takes.
No, so let's buy
I feel
one.
Like it takes a while to feel like, real. I think that when we're watching the premiere of it, we will be like whoa, this is real.
Yeah.
Or commercials, like when you're watching another show and then your like promo comes on. Yeah.
You know what's going to be the weirdest thing is the place I get my nails done always
has
E. Always. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Always E.
So I'm like, that's going to be so weird.
when you're like, I'm famous. It's going to be awesome.
And when I look like shit.
And they're still not going to give you a discount because those bitches at Pampered Hands are like, you have cash? And you're like, oh my God, let me put in your card. I see your credit card machine. And they're like, nope. And you're like,
no, they want that under the table
my
money.
My dad is so crazy that my mom used to go to a nail salon in Atlanta and they only accepted cash. And this was
they
like.
They all only accept cash for some reason.
No, a lot.
Not anymore.
Nail Garden over here does.
A lot of them.
Well, because they're a chain.
A lot of them like will only accept cash for tips still, but that's like different. But this place was like only cash for anything you ever did. And my dad started telling my mom she was not allowed to go there anymore because it meant they weren't paying their taxes.
Oh my God, I love him following the rules.
He's a big rule follower. He's like, ask them why they won't take credit cards. It's ridiculous.
Does that mean the salon's not paying their taxes correctly either?
Well, yeah. If you get paid in cash, you can hide it.
Yeah, it's literally like drug money.
Yeah.
It's like,
put it in a safe somewhere.
Can I tell you something really snobby that I've been doing lately? Because as you guys know, I've been quite busy.
Mm-hmm. You been busy, Kelsey?
I haven't noticed. I started getting my nails done in my kitchen table.
Do you do the Glam App?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't. I have a girl that I found on Glam App, but now I'm just hiring her myself.
Oh, is she doing gels?
Yeah, she does gels. She comes to my house.
Not the same one, but
a different girl.
I was thinking about.
And she also does pedicures. And she comes to my house, and I watch Younger on my TV, and we just chat and drink LaCroix. And it's amazing. It's $20 more than my regular manicure. And I'm like, this is the
really?
Best $20
I've ever
spent
in my life. I want
$20.
Her info.
Yeah, she's really good.
Although there's a place right here that's great. Josephine's crushed it yesterday for me.
What?
He was so good.
Do you have orange nail polish on?
It's like a reddish orange, but it looks orange in this light.
Conrad on our show.
What do you mean?
What?
Do you not remember the finale of The Hills?
The
she had Claire nails.
Every segment is a different day.
And then had black nails. And
yes.
It was like, it was.
But that's continuity, like.
That's an actual reality show.
Yeah. And also ours take place in different days.
Yeah.
They're supposed to. in case you're wondering. But I got really weirded out yesterday when I sat down to get a pedicure and it was a guy. Do you guys have weird
sexual?
And there's one guy that works at Pampered Hands and it's weird. I don't like it.
Smoothie.
Yeah, I think he might own it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He always wants to give you a smoothie.
I'm not taking
your drug-filled
smoothie. He gives you boba tea and I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, I drink it every time. Their mocha one's amazing.
I know, but Jack, do you know, they're making it with the, like, in the chemicals and in the back where they remove the hair.
I've never died. Listen, it's like going to a restaurant.
I've never died.
I don't want to know what's going on.
Not yet. Not with that attitude.
I don't want to know what's going on in the kitchen because it's always going to be sketchy. You're always going to see shit you don't want to know. And if it's not killing me, I'd rather just be ignorant to it. You know?
Okay.
So same with my nail salon smoothie.
Before we go to the box, I do have some news.
Okay.
Do you have anything else to add to the nail salon conversation?
One thing.
Okay. Riveting.
He asked if I wanted callus remover and I said no. And then he started speaking in his native tongue to his
assistant,
the woman doing my nails. Yeah. And I know he was probably like, this bitch should get callus remover. You should see her feet.
Oh, I get it every time. It's the best. I scrub my feet off themselves.
I can't.
Anyways.
I don't like people touching my feet.
I love it.
Okay. Do you remember like a few weeks ago, where were we? We were talking about my vagina.
I mean, what
every
time?
Day? No, it was with the gyno. And I was like drawing it. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was drawing it and I was like, I feel like it's not normal or whatever. So Chris sat me down.
Oh my God.
You guys will never believe this.
Oh my God.
Chris sat me down and we were having sex. And he like,
wait, was this before or after?
Like kind of during. Like to start. We're starting because I was like, I sometimes asleep in just a t-shirt, no underwear, normal. And he like, we're waking up in the morning and he like pulls me over to him. He pulls off the covers. He flips up my shirt and he just stares at my vagina and he goes, Kelty, I don't know why you're telling people that you have a big floppy vagina. He's like, your vagina is beautiful. It's perfect. It's so pretty. He's like, it's not floppy at all. So stop saying that on the podcast.
Oh, my God.
So I want to retract all of my self-deprecating vagina
I've talk. Seen your vagina. It's not.
I know. I've never known. I mean, I haven't, like, looked inside it, obviously. Like, Chris has.
I think what you need to do is be more specific about what you're talking about. Like, you make it sound like it's like this big,
like beef
floppy.
Hurt me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, need to get him
but
sick.
I know if you had that, it would be fine. We're not judging your
vagina. No. But, like, you're, first
so
of all,
your self-describing of it makes the visual seem like that.
Yeah, but it's not that at all.
That's so cute that he did that to you, though.
That is really cute.
Adorable.
Like, the most romantic
so
thing ever.
And I was like, oh, my God, thanks.
But I know what you're talking about, like, when I have like a friend who has a little teeny, teeny vagina. Like
her little slit is like a centimeter.
Yes. And her little like labia majora outer lips are just like so like they could really be.
Like a peeny,
lips on your mouth, like so tiny.
So small.
Like if you put lipstick on them and pressed it on a piece of paper, it would be the same size as like her little lips on her
tiny,
face.
Tiny, tiny little vagina.
So like I understand that's the size thing.
Yeah.
Like the.
But that's the thing. That's probably the smallest it goes. And then there's this gigantic range in between the two. Yeah. But like we're just. Like,
well, and I think for sake of dramatics on the podcast, I may have oversold my floppiness.
Yeah,
you know? So I just wanted to take that back. And Chris, if you're listening, you're a great husband. You
that
always
is
make
really
me
cute.
Feel so
That's
confident.
So cute.
And because you said nice things, I'll let you into my vagina land more.
Oh, great.
Oh.
Do you think, like, once you get married, like, I don't want Chris to see my vagina anymore. I never want anyone to see my vagina, to be
like,
honest. Like when you're having sex, do you have sex with lights on or off?
Oh.
Under the covers?
You mean like that? Okay.
Or like doggy style?
Yeah,
like,
I'm not like, I don't really.
You want him to worship you like your body is a wonderland, John Mayer?
Ooh,
no,
I
because
do.
I'm getting very lazy like with
That's
my.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I just started letting him like.
See it.
Well, not see it, but like even get in there when it's not like perfectly.
Perfect.
Yeah. Coiffed.
Yeah. And it makes me feel funny. It
makes me feel so uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, I do it because he doesn't care. He really
not
could
care.
Not
Men
care
don't
less.
Give a f- and if they do, they're.
Do you want him to like look at it and like prowl on it?
Yeah.
When you're first dating
Hell
and like
yeah.
your
well,
first having.
You, yeah, you feel desired and you feel like they
like it's
want you.
Full daylight. Like the curtains are open.
Care.
You're on top of the covers and you're just spread eagle and he's just seeing all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if there's a little mucus tucked in there between the majora and the minor.
Okay, it's not mucus, but there's always some
stuff
happening because we're human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay
no, I don't
that?
Mind it. Yeah.
I sort of was into that, like when you're first with somebody.
Well, yeah. You just want them to like prounce on you.
Like
Prounce.
Prance and pounce.
It's a prounce.
It's early.
Because it's like, yeah, it's like very, I don't know the word for it.
You don't want them to be like, go take a shower. Let's turn the lights off. I don't want to see anything that's going on. Then you're like, okay, what the f*** is wrong with me?
Mm-hmm. I remember when Zach and I first started dating.
He's going to be thrilled at this story.
He's gonna
I can already
me.
Tell.
He's going to kill me. And we were in Big Sur at like on our first vacation together at the Post Ranch Inn, which is like heaven on earth. And I was like, there's like no TVs in the rooms. It's a very much like a getaway.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember just like wanting to have sex like a bunny rabbit that entire time. And we were still like pretty new. And he was worried that like if he, and I found this out later because he like wasn't really trying to like rip my clothes off at every moment. Like it was
like,
a normal amount of
me?
Sex, but I wanted to have like a lot of sex. And I started to be like, I think this is the first time I've been with somebody who like doesn't actually want to have sex with me.
Yeah.
And then I found out later, he's like, well, I didn't want you to like feel like I just wanted to have a ton of sex with you and nothing else. So he was like, so the girl in that situation.
Oh, gentleman.
That's cute.
But I remember being like, why isn't he ripping my clothes off in broad daylight on this balcony? Like,
yeah.
And it was so frustrating. And I really was like, well, this is.
Like, why do you not love me? I'm Becca Tobin. I'm the most desirable.
Exactly. And I was like, oh my God, I found a man who doesn't.
Did it make you
not
want him more?
Not finding a man who doesn't want to have sex with me. There's plenty of those. But like, yeah. Is that was a heartbreaker.
But is that like reverse psychology and it made you want him
more? Of course. Of course. He's like the world's greatest salesman. So everything that he did to get me to fall in love with him was like the craziest tactics. He could teach a course on this.
He should.
He should. Because I'm not kidding you. Like he infiltrated my life. Like I don't even know. It's like when you're watching late night TV and you wake up the next day and you're like, oh my God, I ordered that as seen on TV thing. They got to me. Like that's he's like that pan that's made of diamonds, the frying pan. That's I bought it. I didn't think I needed it. And that's my favorite item.
He shouldn't make a crash course for guys.
He totally
guys don't need to play any more games.
But his are not games to, like, do anything other than just make a girl love him. Like, it's crazy
There's
to
no,
me.
Like, ulterior motive.
No, it's insane.
Did he date a lot before you guys got married?
He was really funny because he's really, and I'm not saying this to, like, toot my own horn, but he he gets turned away, turned off, like, very easily. Huh. He has very weird, like, he's super, super particular. I'm not saying it's, like, for better or worse, but I just didn't fall under any of the categories that do make him. Now I do drive him crazy in other ways, and I'm sure he's like, what the fuck was I thinking? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he didn't really have, like, a lot of girlfriends. He dated. He went on, like, a lot of dates and then never called the girls back.
Yeah.
Wow. You're so lucky, Mrs.
I'm so
Martin.
Lucky, guys. So lucky. But he was, like, prowling. Like, he asked my best friend for, like, 8 years straight when I was single.
Really?
For, like, 8 years.
Every wanted to marry you.
How long have you known him for?
I met him when I was probably, like, 20, 21.
Hmm.
And, yeah. Wow. He's been trolling me since.
That's the long con. That's the longest con.
The longest
Lost
con.
Reference.
The
yeah.
longest. Well, your whole life of con.
This was all about Zach Martin.
Yeah, all about Zach and Kelsey's vagina. Okay, well, this was fun. And I guess we'll see you guys next time.
I guess.
No, are we done?
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah, she needs to do the sign off.
Yeah, do the sign off, Becca.
We're not here for a long time, but we're here for a good time.
Bye.
That escalated quickly.
Thanks for joining us on Lady Gang Quickie. Check out new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and more quickies every Thursday on podcast1.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.